You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Salve Regina, Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O Clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Father's Quilt. And I thought I would share, I don't know, if maybe some of our listeners are a little more of a traveler than we are. We're not much of a traveler in and around Ontario and Canada. But have you ever visited the Grand Canyon? The Grand Canyon in Arizona is actually, it's quite a remarkable sight. Whether you're in person or you're seeing a photograph, people contemplate just how multiple forces of sun, wind, and rain, snow, and river form such a spectacle. It's a really defining portrait of cause and effect. And likewise, we are molded by elements that steadily create indelible impressions like that. Like this famous natural wonder, which is on full display for those who experience us from God above to those here below. Unlike the Grand Canyon's ongoing existence subject to nature's elements, we as disciples of Jesus Christ have a choice upon accepting his call of follow me from Matthew chapter 4. As to what ultimately shapes our minds, even as forces continually press to erode our time and shape us differently, one unrelenting force God wants us to consider is that of voices coming at us every day throughout our lives. And these voices have incredible impact on us, just as much as the sun, the wind, and the rain on the Grand Canyon. They affect us from womb to tomb, and they sculpt our view of God and of ourselves and of what God is performing in others. Voices matter. The patriarch Job, when being chiseled away by his friends' accusatory conclusions, cried out, "How long will you torment my soul and break me in pieces with words?" My question to you is this. To what voices, my friends, are you listening to? Only one voice really matters, and we must hear that voice loud and clear. There is a prince of the power of the air, Satan himself in Ephesians chapter 2, who seeks to ensnare us in his self-seeking, self-destructive image. So, unlike with the Grand Canyon, Psalm 90, you might want to take a quick look, and I will do that right now for you so that you see. So just bear with me here. Psalm 90, here we are. It's called God's Eternity and Human Frailty. And I'm just going to do verses 10 to 12 for you. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. What does that mean to you, my friends? Well, it tells us we do not have a long time, ages and ages, to be molded into the ultimate spiritual new creation of our Heavenly Father that, you know, that He intended us to become. The prophet Isaiah declares the ultimate voice that matters in molding us is our Father. We are the clay and He is the potter, and all we are is the work of your hand. And Hebrews chapter 13 tells us that our Heavenly Father has appointed Jesus Christ to be the great shepherd of the sheep. And He earlier declared of Himself, right? He earlier declared this of Himself, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, and to him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, right? And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You know, there was a beautiful film that I have at home. It's a DVD. It's called March of the Penguins. It's an absolutely beautiful film. And thousands upon thousands of penguins all gathered together. And when their little babies are born, when they're, you know, hatched out of their little eggs, you know, it's amazing to see them, the little babies wandering around and scurrying about and playing. But when the mother calls amidst those 1,000 penguins, that baby knows its mother. It's incredible to watch, and just shows you the voice of when you hear the voice that you know who you're following. And it's important for our voice to be directed to God. So here's the voice, but also I need you to be advised before anything else. The same voice, of the serpent that spoke to Eve in the Garden of Eden remains alive and active today, my friends. In 2 Corinthians 4, the Apostle Paul identifies the serpent, Satan, with his barrage of voices coming our way as the god of this age, this culture, this society. And as we saw, he is further called the prince of the power of the air. So he continues to seep into any provided crack to deter your focus and mine from the only voice that matters. We can't stop Satan's attempted intrusion coming at us in many venues, but we do have a choice to reject it and to listen and respond to the shepherd's voice, right? Psychologist Viktor Frankl, a World War II concentration camp survivor, he was faced with a barrage of negative voices every day, is credited with having said, between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, when we talk about the Blessed Mother and we talk about voices, have you ever been in a crowd, a shopping mall, let's say, or a parish gathering, a park, maybe even a family event when there's a lot of kids around? And at this event, did any of the children become lost or get into a tight spot and they call out to their mothers for help? Well, I'll bet as soon as the child called out, the mother recognized the voice and rushed to the child's aid. It happens all the time and in all kinds of situations. Why? Because every good mother recognizes the voice of her child, even if it's mixed with a multitude of other voices. Well, that is exactly the truth about our Blessed Mother Mary as well. Because, my friends, you are God's children. You are also Our Lady's child. The two go hand in hand. Mary accepted you as her beloved child at the Annunciation and again at the foot of the cross. So her devotion to you is total and unending, encompassing all that you are, all that you do, all that you think, all the things that you feel, and the things you say. As long as you are Mary's child, she will always be at the ready to help you in every situation, no matter the circumstances. Saint Alphonsus Liguori, he was deeply devoted to Blessed Mother and confident in her role as mother of all humankind. In his own life, he experienced her countless times, and he was certain that she would help others as well. His convictions actually led him to write about Mother Mary extensively. Be of good heart, then all you are children of Mary. Remember that she accepts as her children all those who choose to be so. He says, rejoice. Why do you fear to be lost when such a mother defends and protects you? And Saint Liguori wrote that in his book called The Glories of Mary. So if you haven't heard of that book before, you might want to write that down, called The Glories of Mary, all right? I think that would be a very good book to get a hold of. We certainly can be of good heart, regardless of what happens, because we are Mary's own children. We both have the right and the obligation to call out to her whenever we're in trouble. And like all good mothers, her ears are turned into the voices of her children. She knows each one individually and is constantly listening, just like mothers listen for the voices of their children, right? All you need to do is call out to her, Mother, I need you. She'll not only hear your voice, but she'll recognize it as yours. No matter how many people there are in the world making noise, chattering, yelling, shouting, singing, she knows each voice singularly. She hears the call. She perceives the need, and she rushes to her child's side. Our Mother of Mercy and Grace will be there for you in all dangers, difficulties, needs, doubts, and even fears. And there's another quote, one from Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, that I like very much and often think about. In dangers, in doubts, in difficulties, think of Mary. Call upon Mary. Let not her name depart from your lips. Never suffer it to leave your heart. And that you may obtain the assistance of her prayer, neglect not to walk in her footsteps. With her for guide, you shall never go astray. While invoking her, you shall never lose heart. So long as she is in your mind, you are safe from deception. While she holds your hand, you cannot fail. Under her protection, you have nothing to fear. If she walks before you, you shall not grow weary. If she shows you favor, you shall reach the goal. So in your need, my friends, calling out to our Blessed Mother, she is going to hear and recognize your voice. I promise you that. Promise you that. So, brothers and sisters, let's make no mistake, our Heavenly Father, through Christ, does not interrupt us today as much as in yesteryear. The risen Christ, in his messages to the seven churches of Revelation, concludes, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me. But to hear his knock and voice, we have to cut the cable of other voices and our Blessed Mother and to hear the voice of our Blessed Mother, pushing out the noise that hinders our ability to fully engage in responding to the awesome invitation of follow me. However, it's not enough just to cut the cable. We need to replace it, connecting with the only voice that really, truly matters. Why? Because empty spaces by nature fill up one way or another. Satan loves to operate in a vacuum and fill it in his time and his way. So don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12. Christ, the living word, may be knocking on the door of your heart right now. The same voice that long ago taught us how to pray, right? Saying in part, give us this day our daily bread. Well, was Jesus speaking something, was Jesus speaking to something greater than sustenance for our physical well-being? Well, yes, God provided manna to eat each day to fill the needs of the Israelites their needs for survival in a hostile environment. And with each Friday's portion carrying over to the next Sabbath, the master teacher was realigning their mindset. The God of the universe did not give them what they needed for weeks or months all at once. They had to rely on him in faith that they would be supplied their daily bread for each day alone and extra for the Sabbath. Day by day, they had to return in total reliance to God to shepherd them through the wilderness. And we should also consider that God was effectively weaning them, cutting the cable of their dependence on Egypt and its alluring voices to go back, and instead helping them to connect to him and develop total reliance on him to meet their needs. So rather than offering them stockpiles of sustenance up front, he chose to feed them day by day, presenting before them each day for 40 years the need to trust in his loving provision. He showed that his guiding voice alone was worthy, loving, and reliable. Jesus, the living word of God, the same I am who led Israel through the Sinai wilderness, cut the cable from the tempting voice of Satan in his own wilderness experience. In Matthew 4, by proclaiming, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." He was quoting scripture. God's word will never direct us to something that goes against his nature or character. So although learning to discern and listen to his voice is a lifelong journey, you can count on this fact. The more you know God, the more clearly you can hear him. The more you know our Blessed Mother, the more you will know her as well. The more you hear our Blessed Mother, the more you will be closer to Jesus. Jesus listened to Mary throughout his childhood. Jesus listened to Mary throughout his childhood. We hear this in Luke's gospel. When Jesus' parents find him in the temple, his parents ask a question. Jesus listens and responds, and then we're told that he returns to Nazareth, and he's obedient to Mary and Joseph, learning from them and growing in age and wisdom. Mary is our mother too, and she teaches us. Just as Jesus listened to and was obedient to Mary, we should listen to her and obey her. Through the many apparitions, Our Lady has spoken to various visionaries and imparted her motherly advice and counsel, not only for them, but for the entire world. The messages Mary spoke are meant for all believers. The counsel our mothers gave us was meant for our good. Sometimes what they told us was something we already knew. Other things we didn't want to hear because they were difficult and challenging. And maybe years later, we look back and are grateful for our mother's advice. The same is true about Mary's apparitions and her messages. Sometimes she challenges us and tells us things we don't want to hear, but she does so for our benefit. So I wanted to share with you, here are a few of the Mary's apparitions. Of course, you know Guadalupe, The Virgin of Guadalupe appeared to Juan Diego in December 1531. She taught Juan Diego that she was the mother of the true living God and instructed him to go to the bishop and ask for a church to be built. The bishop requested a sign, and Our Lady showed Juan where to find roses miraculously growing in the winter, which he gathered and brought to the bishop, unveiling the miraculous image of Our Lady, still venerated by pilgrims today. Laos, France. In this series of apparitions received over several decades by Benoit Rencurel, Mary is honored under the title Refuge of Sinners. Her message here focused on the conversion of life, emphasizing respect for God's name. The apparitions received church approval on May 5th, 2008. La Salette, France. Two children in the French Alps, Maxime and Melanie, along with their dog, witnessed three stages of Mary's appearance on September 19th, 1846. A popular image associated with the apparition is Our Lady in a sitting posture with her face in her hands, crying. Mary spoke about sorrow for sin, especially regarding the Lord's name and keeping holy the Sabbath. And of course, we know Lourdes, France. The young Saint Bernadette Soubirous happened to go with her sisters to collect wood on a fateful day in 1858 and received the first of 18 apparitions of Our Lady. Mary identified herself as the Immaculate Conception and encouraged Bernadette to do penance for sinners. A healing spring of water was discovered, and to this day, my dear friends, pilgrims drink and bathe in the healing waters. Champion, Wisconsin. In 1859, the Belgian immigrant Adele Breeze received three apparitions of the Queen of Heaven. The first two were silent apparitions, and during the final apparition, Adele received her marching orders to pray for the conversion of sinners, especially by offering her holy communions for that intention and gathering the children and teaching them what they needed to know for salvation. Knock, Ireland. On August 21, 1879, about 25 people witnessed the silent apparition of Our Lady, accompanied by Saint Joseph, Saint John, and a lamb on the altar. The apparition lasted nearly 2 hours. Fatima, Portugal, we know quite well. Bano, Belgium, the appellation of Mary associated with the apparitions in Bano is Our Lady of the Poor. Mary appeared to a young girl named Mariette Bicot. The first apparition was on January 15, 1933, on the heels of the barraging apparition. Many people believe Mariette was just imitating what happened and they didn't take her seriously. Mary showed Mariette the way to a spring of water, one that already existed, and told her that through the spring she would relieve suffering. The final apparition took place on March the 2nd, 1933. Kibeho, South Rwanda. Rwandan genocide survivor, author, and popular speaker, Immaculée, popularized these apparitions through her devotion and authorship of a book retelling the accounts of the happenings, in addition to a devotional on the Seven Sorrows Rosary. And the apparitions occurred in 1981 and prophesied the forthcoming Rwandan genocide if hearts did not change. So pray. So, brothers and sisters, we are all on a pilgrimage. Every one of us. We will pray that we will all meet Our Lady one day, and we must all meet her today and listen to her words. She has the best advice for us. Let's listen and live it in our lives. Mother Mary, during this time, help me to listen to your words and motherly counsel, and in doing so, realize how much you love me and want what is best for me. So, my friends, think about your own childhood and all the many things your parents taught you. Is there one thing your mom said, or an instruction or a counsel that she gave you, that you cling to even to this very day? Think about that. Spend a few moments thanking God for your mother. Spend a few moments thanking our Lord for our Blessed Mother, for the gift of life, for her love and concern. You might even wish to call your own mother today, or even if she's in heaven, and to pray for her and light a candle for her today and tell her you were thinking of her. And as I say, if she's passed on to eternal life, well, offer a prayer for her soul. So brothers and sisters, whose voice are you listening to? Who are you listening to, brothers and sisters? That's what it's all about. You know, paying close attention and keeping our focus where it's supposed to be. Where it's supposed to be. So keep your eyes on the Lord and focus your prayers towards Blessed Mother, and let her, as she is the great intercessor, let her intercede for you on your behalf to her precious Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. May God be with you today. May you feel blessed, and may you hear the voice of our Blessed Mother, and you may not hear outside like I'm talking to you, but in your heart of hearts, when you're quiet and still and you're praying, that's when you'll hear God's voice. You'll hear Mother Mary. So be aware, brothers and sisters, that our Holy Father speaks to us when we're listening. He's not going to talk to the wall. And if you're not going to pay attention and take the time to listen and be in the presence of God, yes, then you're not going to hear him. But if you do spend time in his presence and quietness in the very still, sometimes in the middle of the night, then ask the Lord to be with you. Ask Mother Mary to intercede for you. Bring your requests and your prayers to her. She is there to help us. And you know what? She's alive. She's here with you now. She's listening to you. She sees you. She's holding your hand. She wants to help you. Let her help you, brothers and sisters. Just be quiet. Trust her and tell her you love her and that you are waiting for her word, because you know what she is going to tell you is going to be the truth, and to help you focus your heart on good and not on guilt, and focus on forgiveness and love and peace. God bless you, my friends. It's been so wonderful being with you, as we will have one final broadcast for the month of May to give honor to our Blessed Mother, as we have been focusing on Mother Mary throughout this beautiful month of May. God bless. Thanks so much for being with me. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets, I wouldn't change a single day. If I had my way, I wouldn't change a single